Blog Talk Radio.
Generally, the Constitution is a charter of negative liberties. Says what the states can't do to you, says what the federal government can't do to you, but it doesn't say what the federal government or the state government must do on your behalf.
Fat on a rough road riding high.
You didn't build that.
Through the mountains climbing, twisting, turning further from my home.
Shut up your mouth, Obama. Shut up your mouth, Obama.
Be young, like a new moon rising, fear.
I've got a pen.
Through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive, I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I was born free.
And I've got a phone.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Like the grandest canyon wild, like an untamed stallion. If you can't see my heart, you must be blind.
What difference at this point does it make?
You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
I've got a pen.
Anti-government, anti-science, and anti-Obama. They have a trifecta.
Welcome back to the program. I'm your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we have 986 days, 14 hours, 57 minutes, and 14 seconds left of this disgusting Obama nightmare. But until then, we must remain dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of the cost. Now remember, shipmates, freedom ain't cheap. But we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. You want to be a part of the program today? Don't be shy. 646-716-7978, or you can join the captain's chat room. Now, you know it as well as I do. As long as there's one stinking liberal on planet frickin' Earth, it's a very, very, very busy news day. Well, again, as always, today is a very, very, very busy news day, and there are tons, more and more every single day. The number keeps growing of the amount of people that are desperate to take away your freedom. So to combat that, we must lift our jib and get our freedom ship underway. All right, we're officially underway and headed out to sea. Bosun Mate ship colors. Okay, before we get into the scuttlebutt of the day, we'll talk a little bit about the sequester. I'm sure you all heard a little bit about what happened yesterday. It's in the news. We all know about it. But remember this. Remember when our president said this?
They are not smart. They are not fair. They will hurt our economy. They will add hundreds of thousands of Americans to the unemployment rolls. This is not an abstraction. People will lose their jobs.
Nope, not an abstraction. People will lose their jobs. That's right. When you have an EPA that are taking people's jobs away, you're goddamn right they're going to lose their jobs. When you are not allowing businesses to conduct business, yes, they're going to lose their jobs. Oh, God. Of course, it's a sequester. It's the Koch brothers. It's the Tea Party. Well, he also went on to say, he was talking in front of, I don't know if you remember this. This was over a year ago. And he was talking in front of all these firemen and policemen and all these first responders and all this, and made a big to-do. He's up there using them as props. That's all these liberals are about, is using props. Well, let me tell you something. Government is not theater. Okay, it's not a Broadway production. We don't have any props. Okay, we don't have any lights. We don't have any sound. We don't have any fireworks. People have a job to do. You're not there to put on a show. I don't want to see a goddamn song and dance routine. I want to see you follow the Constitution once in your frickin' political careers. Follow this goddamn document, will you please? He also went on to say that emergency responders, Border Patrol agents, all of their hours are going to be reduced. Oh, yeah. Well, maybe that's why the border isn't secure. Because of the sequester, he had to get rid of all the Border Patrol. That's right. It wasn't to allow all these illegal aliens crossing the border to use them as votes so they can get reelected in the midterm elections. No, that's not what it was about. No. The sequester. Teachers will lose their jobs. Parents won't be able to send their kids to preschools and babysitters because of the sequester. Remember that? What the hell were all these parents going to do? They couldn't send them to preschool. They couldn't send them to babysitters. Teachers were going to lose their jobs. It was going to be horrible. Well, personally, there's a lot of teachers that should lose their jobs. But that's besides the point. The military is going to be cut back. He's going on about he can't send an aircraft carrier to the Persian Gulf. This will affect our ability to respond to unstable parts of the world. Maybe that's why they didn't send any help to Benghazi. Maybe that's it. Oh, wait a minute. Whoa, wait a minute. Back up. Benghazi happened before the sequester. I wonder what happened there. Maybe that was just a practice run. Maybe that's what he was doing. Maybe that was just practice on how the sequester is really going to be. Maybe they had a premonition. They knew there was going to be a sequester, so they were practicing with the military of being sequestered before it was even a topic of discussion. Well, despite all of the doomsday warnings, and liberals just love to talk about doomsday, the end of the world is imminent with these people every day. Well, people have been talking about the end of the world since the beginning of the world. So when the end of the world does get here, come and get me. And by then it's going to be too late. What are you going to do? Well, that's what's going to happen. You're going to die. It's going to be over. So live for the now. Plan for the future, but live for the now. Deal with what's going on now. Despite all these warnings, out of all of the federal agencies, I guess there's like 23 of them. 23 too many of them. One job was lost. One in the DOJ. Too bad it wasn't the Attorney General. That would have been my pick. That would have been my pick for the first person to lose their job. But I'm not in the DOJ, and I didn't have a decision-making capability. So one poor bastard loses his job in the DOJ. He was on the U.S. Parole Commission. He probably voted for a Republican, and they found out about it. So they had to make damn sure they cleaned house. Can't have any of that. And then, of course, Harry Reid, he had to get up in there, and he went beyond. I mean, Obama was talking about there's going to be people losing their jobs. But Harry Reid comes out and blatantly says, oh, there's already been 1.6 million people who have lost their jobs. Yeah, because of your Democratic policies. That's why they lost their jobs. We have 91.5 million people out of work because of your Democratic policies, Mr. Harry Reid. 1.6 million jobs. Shut up. So he says we need job creation. Well, government doesn't create jobs. Well, they create public sector jobs, but that's not a job. Private sector creates jobs, not government. The government stops the private sector from creating jobs by onerous rules and regulations and fines and levies and taxes and everything else that they could possibly think of. They don't want the American people to prosper. They want them to prosper. If you prosper, they're not prospering. That's how they look at it. It's not true. I mean, if the American people are prospering, the government is going to be prospering. That's how it works. It's simple mathematics. But we don't have simple mathematics in our country anymore. We've got Common Core mathematics. Which you've ever seen how to add 2 plus 2, you know, now you know where our government's coming from. Now you know why they can't add. Jesus, God Almighty, government doesn't create jobs. I'm sick and tired of people. We got a jobs bill. What the hell is a jobs bill? What, do you write on a piece of legislation that says, right here, we now have jobs? It doesn't work that way. The private sector has to create their jobs. First of all, you need to leave the market alone and let it run a little free so it can create jobs. But they don't do that. They want to control the market. Even though we have a constitution that says the government's supposed to stay the hell out of the way, but they don't read it because the constitution is racist. So we can't follow that anymore. God almighty. All right, let's get into the scuttlebutt of the day here now. This is a very serious topic to discuss. There's a lot to deal with this. It's not just what you see on the surface. And a lot of things are connected to it. It's not just one thing. These protests now at this Beverly Hills Hotel, I mean, you've got Jay Leno and Ellen DeGeneres and all these other people out there. Now up in arms. Now they're up in arms. Now they want to say something. Now they want to do something. Because it's affecting them. This is what I can't stand about these liberals. I can't stand them. This is what I can't stand about liberalism. Well, this hotel is a part of what they call the Dorchester Collection, the luxury chain that's owned by the Sultan of Brunei or whatever. I don't know how to pronounce this country's name. Brunei. It's a Southeast Asian country. They deal in oil. So they got lots and lots and lots and lots of money. I bet Harry Reid hates them. But I bet them Koch brothers love them. Boy, I tell you. Well, they're Islamic. And they're introducing Islamic laws, which is Sharia law, which include stoning women, stoning homosexuals, and adulterers, and anybody else that they don't like. Stone them. You can whip them in the streets. Pour acid in their face. Cut their hands and their feet off. You do whatever they want. They're infidels. Well, when it came to homosexuals, now they wanted to say something. Now they wanted to do something. Well, let me ask you something there, Jay Leno and Ellen DeGeneres. Which I don't have a problem with these two. I like them. I don't mean to pick on them, but God damn it. Where the hell were you, Ellen? Where the hell were you, Jay, when Benghazi was being attacked? Who do you think attacked Benghazi, huh? Who do you think killed our four American brothers, huh? The fairy frickin' godmother? No, you idiot. They were radical Islamists. Who do you think is now targeting your little homosexuals and adulterers? And women! The real war on women! What do you think that real war on women is? God damn it! Now they want to say something. They didn't say anything when our four American brothers were being raped, cattle prodded, burnt, murdered. Didn't say a goddamn word. Now Ellen wants to get herself all exercised because they want to stone homosexuals because she's a homosexual. I mean, this kind of hypocrisy is dangerous. This is what I don't like. I mean, Ellen, whatever. You're moderately funny, whatever. I'm not trying to boycott your show. I'm trying to merely point out, where the hell were you? Why didn't you say anything? Huh? Where were you when our brothers were being murdered and this government blamed it on a video? Did you hear anything from Ellen DeGeneres asking why our government blamed us on a video and we allowed Islamic terrorists to continue their attack until they were done rather than we come in and stop it or at least have an opportunity to stop it? Did you hear her say anything? I didn't. I didn't hear anything about Jay Leno saying anything. I don't remember that. Maybe he did. I don't know, but I didn't hear it. Why weren't they protesting then? Oh, because it wasn't about us. It wasn't about them. That's what it was. It wasn't about me, so why should I give a damn? Now they're going to attack me? Well, now I got to say something. Well, where were you when they were attacking your brothers? Your neighbors, huh, Ellen? Huh, Jay? I mean, these people are ridiculous. This is the kind of crap that I just can't stand this crap. My God. Look, I'm not saying that their protest of this hotel is unwarranted. No, it is warranted. Maybe we should have been protesting this hotel a long time ago. Maybe they should have been saying something a long time ago, but they weren't. Now they're coming after them. Now they want to say something. Now they want to say something. Remember after 9/11? I was a cab driver in 9/11. And I remember when it happened, and I watched it blow up. And it was just a few days later, about a week later maybe, a few days later, which is pretty short after. They're at Madison Square Garden. Well, Hillary Clinton got up there to speak, and she got booed, which is good. And who's that guy? Richard Gere. He's up there talking about, he got booed too, talking about compassion and understanding. We need to come together. How do you come together with these people? They went immediately to the defense of these Islamic terrorists, and that's what they are. They are terrorists, period. There's no sugarcoating. You can't sugarcoat that. They're terrorists, period. Conversation just ended. They want to come together, and they want to, oh, we've got to come to an understanding. That's just their little culture, and we can't criticize their culture. But when they want to target them, now we've got to stand up. Now we've got to say something. I mean, this is ridiculous. I'm sorry, Ellen, but bad job on your part, sweetheart. Bad job on your part. Maybe you should have said something, I don't know, a number of years ago. Maybe we could have solved this little problem, but no. You were nowhere to be found. Where were you, huh? Where were you? You too, Jay Leno, and all every single one of these people, all these so-called celebrities out there protesting. My God in heaven! They had to have known all these years that radical Islam stones homosexuals. They had to have known this. I mean, I just don't get these people at all. I mean, how phony and disingenuous can these people be? And for what? Why? I can't figure it out. They make me sick. So now you got the Republicans. They wanted to get to the bottom of what happened in Benghazi. Of course, now Ellen DeGeneres. Oh, why are you doing this? This is Jay Leno's making stupid little wisecracks and jokes on his show. They were nowhere to be found. Criticizing Republicans for wanting to get to the bottom of what happened in Benghazi. Well, those same people that attacked in Benghazi are those same people that want to stone homosexuals, Ellen DeGeneres. They're the same people that own that hotel. They come from different countries, but they are the same people. They have the same mindset, the same goal in mind, to kill infidels. Ellen DeGeneres are an infidel. This is what I can't stand about these people. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't find Jay Leno right now and Ellen DeGeneres credible right now. Any of these celebrities, I don't find them credible. Not at all. However, that doesn't mean to say that we shouldn't be protesting this hotel. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. They should not be allowed to. Look, I think we need to put a law somewhere. If we want to go, we want to go down the discriminating route, because you know how Republicans are. We all hate everybody. Well, let's do some real law. All these countries that practice, that have radical Islam, we need to stop them from conducting business in this country. We need to do a lot better job of vetting these people that are coming over to this country and want to open up a business. But no, they'll go out and vet a goddamn cattle rancher. They'll go out and they'll completely target and vet every single Tea Party member who wants to speak their freedom of speech. we'll go after them. But Islam can come on in and have all these businesses that they want to. Infiltrate our schools. We'll even vote in Florida for Sharia law. Well, we need to do a much better job of vetting these people. When you come over here and you want to have a business, that's fine. You come over here and have a business. But we find any kind of Islamic ties with you, these radical Islamic ties, no, no, no. You're not conducting business in this country, period. You're not getting a loan. You're not getting nothing. You're getting shipped the hell back. But will we? No, we won't do that. We won't do that. No, we can't do that. That's discrimination. Well, I'm sorry, Ellen, but bad job. Bad job. You too, Jay Leno, and every single one of you goddamn celebrities out there. Maybe you should have opened up your fat frickin' mouths a number of years ago. Huh? And now we got these kidnapped girls in Nigeria. Now, here's another story. I'm not saying that we shouldn't help. I'm not saying the world shouldn't come together and put an end to this crap. But where the hell's the African Union? Why isn't Africa taking care of this problem? Why does the United States have to take care of this problem? You see what I mean? Why isn't Africa helping this problem? Just expect the United States to do it? I mean, that's ridiculous. I'm not saying don't help, and we should. I don't have a problem with us going over there and helping getting these girls back. But why weren't we saying anything about all those boys that were burnt alive, set on fire? We didn't hear word one. Nothing. I guess girls are worth more than boys? I guess. I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out, trying to connect the dots, and I can't. Sharia crap is not just a problem in Africa, not just a problem in the United States. It's a worldwide problem. This is a world issue. Maybe the UN can get off their goddamn asses once in a while and do something about it. But no, they won't. They're connected to it. They're part of it. They're for it. They love it. Then you got that fat Michelle Obama holding up a sign that says hashtag enough with the hashtags already. Hashtag bring our girls home. Well, how about hashtag bring our Marine home that's stuck in a Mexican jail for taking the wrong frickin' turn? How come you're not holding up a sign that says that, Michelle? Huh, sweetie? What that Marine doesn't mean as much as these little girls? Is that what it is? Oh, that's right, he's white, so it doesn't matter. Is that what it is? Is it color? I don't know. I'm speculating here. I don't know. I'm trying to find out the answer. Or how about hashtag bring Justina Pelletier home? She's a girl. Yeah, but she can't walk or talk, so she's not really worth as much now. Her value went down. Well, how about that, Michelle? How about bring Justina Pelletier home? Huh? Where's your hashtag for her? Huh? I mean, look, I'm not saying that we shouldn't care about those girls being kidnapped and try to get them back. I'm saying we should. But what I'm saying is why are we so selective of who we help and who we don't? That's my problem. Nobody came to the help in Benghazi. We still haven't sent any help. The FBI didn't even show up till what, 3 weeks later, whatever the hell it was? And there was nothing there to see. Everything was taken out. It was plundered. Goddamn CNN. CNN! CNN gets there before the FBI? They find the ambassador's notebook? His diary? Okay, that's something that should have been found that night by our people, by our military. The military still hasn't shown up. Where are they? Well, we've got a sequester, so we can't send anybody. We've got all these problems going on here, but we can't help them. They're not the right color. They're not the right religion. They're not the right this. They're not the right that. Enough with this selective crap. And again, I don't want people to get the wrong idea that we shouldn't be over there trying to find these girls. Maybe if Hillary Clinton might have labeled this group that took these girls as a terrorist organization, maybe we could have done something I don't know. Obama's got drones. Why didn't he send a drone over there? He loves to send drones and kill people. So why didn't he send a drone over there and kill this group? Well, I don't know. But now they want to say something. Now they want to say something. Now they want to do something when it's too late. So this is what I've been preaching about. I'm one of these kinds of guys that I like to nip it in the bud before it happens to me, because I don't want it to happen to me. And if it happens to my neighbor, it's happening to me. It's happening to you. Maybe you're too naive to recognize it, but if your neighbor gets attacked, you get attacked. That's your brother. Again, you can hate the son of a bitch, but he's still your brother. He's an American. He's a human. Doesn't matter what country he is. He's a human. That's your brother. That's your sister, period. It's humanity. We need to stop being selective of who we help. And if we're going to send over all these troops from the State Department, we're going to send over advisors, we're going to send over troops, we're going to send over money. Got to send over money. Always have to send over money so we can go into the wrong hands and absolutely help nobody. Stop sending money. When you send money, it doesn't go to where it needs to go. It goes into the wrong hands. You know it. I know it. They know it. But they continue to do it. That's your money they're sending over there, by the way. That's not their money. It's not coming out of their pocket. It's coming out of yours. That's what makes me sick. But why aren't we sending anybody to get that Marine home who's stuck in a Mexican jail? More than likely, he's going to probably die in there. Those Mexican jails are filled with these cartels, these cartel members, and they love to kidnap Americans. And then they find a way to contact your family and get money out of you. And if you don't give them money, well, then they kill you. And they do kill you. Those threats are real. They say they're going to kill you. Yeah, they're going to kill you. And they will. But we can't send anybody. We can't even get goddamn John Kerry to make a call to Mexico and say, hey, you know, that's one of our Marines. Bop, 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 bop. He took the wrong turn. Bop, 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 bop. No, silent. Silent. Well, we got girls that get kidnapped. Now we've got to say something. Well, what about all those boys that were burnt? How come we didn't say anything about that? Well, I guess, again, little boys aren't worth as much as little girls, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what the problem is. Can't help outer Marines. Can't help our ambassador. Can't help Americans. But we can help everybody else. Does anybody else ever help us? Huh? No, no. Did anybody really help us after 9/11? Not really. Not near as much. If, let's just say that some other country was attacked in the same manner that we were attacked. We would have sent a lot more help than we got from anybody else. Please. Please. And now, another story. A mob of nearly 3,000 came in and attacked a Hindu households all over at a temple in eastern Bangladesh because two youths, a couple of youngins, allegedly insulted the stupid prophet Muhammad on Facebook. My God! Because you insulted Muhammad on Facebook? Really? Really? And they don't insult Jesus? They don't insult Jews? They've got a television show over there now. A kids show. Little girls saying they want to join the police force so they can kill Jews. And the lady says, well, how many? All of them. These are children. They're raising their kids up to kill Jews. But that's okay. But if you say anything about Muhammad, oh my God, in sweet blue frickin' heaven, now we got to behead everybody. Now we got to burn them alive. Well, they arrested 17 people, including the principal of this school, over 24 households that they came in and attacked. We so far arrested 17 people, and some of them made confessional statements regarding the attack. A manhunt is underway to arrest the rest of the culprits. Well, you got 3,000 of them. 3,000 of them. Good luck of finding them all. Maybe Obama can send one of his drones over there. I don't know. But the mastermind of this attack, I'm not even going to repeat his stupid name. He's still on the run. Of course he is. He's a coward. Let's see. Culprits, mumblers, and attackers once again are fundamentalists. The attack continued for 20 minutes, but during the time, the culprits preferred not to injure anyone. Well, that's awful nice of them. That's awful nice. They didn't want to injure anybody. Not yet. You can't cut somebody's head off unless, you know, if they're injured. I guess that's the rule. I don't know. But enough of this insulting of Mohammed and all this crap. Look, I mean, come on. That's a little uber sensitive. And you think that crap doesn't exist in the United States? You damn right it does. It's getting more and more and more. What are we doing in this country to put an end to it? Nothing. We're welcoming it. When we have Democrats in Florida vote for Sharia law, we've got a goddamn problem in this country. We've got a problem. Where were you on that, Ellen? Huh? Did I hear you say anything about all those people in Florida, all those Democrats in Florida that voted for Sharia law? Where were you, sweetheart? Have you said anything about that? No. No. But one of your little hotels that you frequent, you find out that, well, they want to inform Sharia law. They want to implement Sharia law, which means they're going to have to stone homosexuals. So now she wants to say something. But if they went out and just killed people that weren't homosexual, she wouldn't have a problem with it. Is that it, Ellen? Huh? Where were you before? Why is it taking you so long to say anything? This is my problem. This is what I don't understand. This is what I don't get. Where were they? Why weren't they saying anything before? It's okay to kill the Tea Party. It's okay to kill them. But just don't do it to me. You can go out and you can target the Tea Party. You can target the Koch brothers. You can target all whiteys. You can target anybody you want to as long as you don't target a Democrat. Then, now we got a problem. Now we've got a problem. Well, at least us on the right, we recognize that if you attack a human, you're attacking all of them. And that's what this is about. Jesus Christ, I'm sorry, Ellen and Jay and all you other celebrities, but I don't find you credible. I find you very disingenuous. I find you pathetic. Very pathetic. But what you're doing, yeah. Should they be out there protesting that hotel, you damn Skippy? Those people should be run out of the country. Maybe they can force him to sell the hotel like they did with that L.A. Clippers boss or owner. How come we don't have that? Why can't California do that? Huh? I mean, this guy has a private conversation with his black and Mexican girlfriend. And now he's banished for life, has to sell the team, gets fined, blah, 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 blah. I mean, where the hell are the priorities in this country? It's very selective. That's what I find. That's what disturbs me. Our priorities are very, very selective, and that's a problem. That's a problem. You can attack anybody you want to as long as you don't attack me. Well, you know, that kind of attitude needs to get away from this country. Because you attack one of us, you're attacking us all. That's the attitude there should be in this country. But we don't have that. You can attack the Tea Party all you want to, and the Koch brothers because they're racist and homophobes and misogynists, and they're just big fat haters. And now we've got a Saudi Arabian court. Look at this. A Saudi Arabian court sentenced an editor of a website. Oh. dared to discuss religion in the ultra-conservative Islamic Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Free Saudi Liberals was the website. He was arrested 2 years ago and charged with a cybercrime. Why are we just finding out about this now? I don't know. Charged with a cybercrime. What the hell is a cybercrime? And he disobeyed his father. Ooh. Wow. Well, his website included articles that were critical of senior religious figures. Uh-oh. Saudi Arabia's Grand Mufti. Uh-oh, you can't do that. And allegedly, he insulted Islam. Can't have that. And other religious authorities. Well, he gets 10 years in jail and 1,000 lashes. Originally, he had like 6 or 7 years and only 600 lashes. Well, they reversed that. That wasn't strong enough. So now he gets 10 years in jail and 1,000 lashes. Well, all you people in Florida that voted for Sharia, that's what you're going to get. This is the kind of stuff. This is why you want to live? I don't want to live this way. But if we're not going to stand up to this crap, we're going to get it. And we will get it. Now, I do applaud those people for protesting that hotel. I support it. But the problem is you're too frickin' late. You're too frickin' late, Ellen. You're too frickin' late, Jay. You're too frickin' late. Now that they're coming after you, now you want to say something? Well, where were you when they were attacking your brothers and sisters, huh? Well, they were the wrong party, so it doesn't matter. They can attack them. Is that it, sweetie? Is that what it is, Ellen? Huh? Ellen Disingenuous. That's your new name. Shut up. All right. Let's open up my treasure chest, see what kind of booty we can scrape up today. I doubt it. Well, now we've got death threats on Trey Gowdy. Wow. Death threats on Trey Gowdy. Well, you knew that was going to happen. It was only a matter of time. Professor threatens to murder students who are teabaggers that support Ted Cruz. Where are you on this, Ellen? Huh? How come we don't hear you talking about this, Ellen? How about you, Jay? Well, they're teabaggers. They can be attacked. Don't worry about it. Remember that dad that was arrested the other day? That school board meeting? Well, we got a story on that. We got a little more to this story. Seems that the cop really wasn't all that enthused about arresting him. Well, then maybe you shouldn't have arrested him. You don't, I'm sorry, but you do have the right not to arrest somebody, especially if they're not a threat cop. I'm sorry, but you did a bad job. You should lose your job for that. Minnesota now requires folks to actually be convicted before seizing their stuff. Well, imagine that. Imagine that. Imagine a state has to now pass a law that say you can't have your stuff seized unless you're absolutely convicted. Well, has anybody ever read the Constitution? I mean, I'm just wondering. Why do we need to pass a law that? We've already got that. It's already in the books. It's already in the books. Our very first laws are right here in the Constitution. These are the very first laws. Constitution trumps all cop handbooks, all school handbooks. It trumps all other laws, state laws, local laws, city laws, federal laws, all laws. Constitution trumps them all. You do not, I'm sorry, Minnesota, I'm glad that you did this, but the problem is you shouldn't have to. We've got a Constitution that says that you cannot seize people's stuff until they're convicted. You can't do that. There's reasons for that. And if you don't understand those reasons, well, again, stay out of the conversation. Find something else to do with your time. I mean, my God, we got to get oath takers, oath keepers, to take an oath follow the oath that they already took. I mean, if you take an oath, you take an oath. You don't need to take another oath to say, I'm going to follow the oath that I took. I mean, that's ridiculous. So I guess, in a sense, good job and bad job, Minnesota. Why don't you just simply tell your cops that if they break the Constitution, they don't follow the Constitution and they violate the citizens' rights, well, then they're going to lose their job. They don't get a pension. You got to hold people accountable. I'm sorry, but you got to follow the Constitution. It's high time that we just go back and follow it. And we don't need to take an oath to say we're going to follow an oath that we took. We don't need to pass a law that says we're going to follow the Constitution. It doesn't even make any sense. Ridiculous. But this is what we have to do now. This is where we are in this country today. This is where we are. Okay, Jesus, God. And now we got the EPA porn hounds. Oh, for Christ's sakes. They're all looking on porn instead of doing their job. They got too many people in the EPA. I guess there's not enough rules and regulations to inflict on the American people, so he's got nothing better to do but look at porn. I mean, come on. And when they went in there to talk to him about it, he was on the computer looking at porn. And he's still making his $120,000 salary. Imagine that. How many jobs do you know of where you cannot do your job, get paid very handsomely, and look at porn all day? That's the kind of job I want. I wonder if he could drink beer on the job, too. Now, wouldn't that be a hell of a job? You could sit at your desk, drink beer, and watch porn all day. And collect $120,000 a year. That's the job I want. Jesus Christ. Police shooting frenzy. Oh, my God, this story. This story right here just really is very, well, we're going to get into it later, but it's very telling of what's going on in this country. And this, it's scary. We are now living in a police state. And that police state is getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. I'm sorry, but it's time for the American people to stand up. You can stand up. You can rise up. You have that right. Not only do you have a right, but you have a duty, an obligation, a responsibility. If you are going to allow the government to take away your rights, you don't deserve your rights. It's okay to get a little angry. It's okay to stand up and say no. It's okay to say, I will not comply. That's your duty. All right, let's get into these death threats on Trey Gowdy. Well, you knew that was going to happen. You knew that was going to happen. I mean, why would they give Trey Gowdy a death threat? Because he's trying to get to the bottom of what happened in Benghazi? Are these people really afraid that their little king might get exposed? He's already been exposed. Look, there isn't anybody who has any amount of intelligence doesn't know that the president is the only one who can give the command to go attack to the military. But he didn't. By not giving a stand-up order is giving a stand-down order. The president did nothing. He was inept. He was absent. Where was the president? We don't know. And now Trey Gowdy wants to get to the bottom of it? Well, I bet if those people in Benghazi were all homosexuals, I'm sure that we'd get to the bottom of it, wouldn't we? We'd have Ellen DeGeneres out there protesting, Jay Leno. We'd have them all out there. Blame it on a video. Well, Politico reports and journalists at other outlets have received emails. This was just on Tuesday. That Gowdy would be harmed because of his role in investigating the 2012 Benghazi attacks. And of course, the police are not going to comment on the scope of the investigation. Hopefully they can find out who did it, and hopefully they're prosecuted. I doubt very seriously anything is really going to happen. I doubt very seriously that this Justice Department is even going to even be looking for these people. I doubt it. I just doubt it. Because they're all connected. They're all involved in it. Well, Gowdy now has subpoena power. He says he's going to subpoena Hillary, Hitman Clinton, Susan Rice, and everybody else. Well, you know what? He needs to subpoena the president. I'm sorry, but he has to subpoena the president. He needs to subpoena the president of the United States. This is the man. This is the head man. The United States, American people, need to hear from our president. Where was he? Huh? Where was he? We know he wasn't in the Situation Room because the little dude said he wasn't. He said that on television. Dude, man, this was like 2 years ago. So we know the president wasn't in the Situation Room, which is where he should be. Americans are being attacked. Our embassy is being attacked. Why the hell the president was not in the Situation Room, I don't know. That doesn't even make any sense to me. I'm sorry, but if you're president of the United States, that's the first thing you want to do is run into that Situation Room. Find out what the hell's going on. Take charge of the goddamn situation. But no, he goes upstairs and has dinner with Michelle. Practices little fundraising speech. He didn't have time to play these little games. Valerie Goebbels, go take over. You and Hillary, here's the keys to the Situation Room. And make sure you throw all your cups and all your garbage in the garbage can there. Don't leave any candy bar wrappers. No pop cans leaving around. No. Make sure you clean it up after you leave. Well, let me know how it turns out. So where was the president? That's what I want to know. Why was there no action taken, Mr. President? These are the questions that I would ask him. Why did you not take any action, Mr. President? Why did you not send anybody their way? Why did you not send help when our American brothers are being attacked, raped, cattle prodded, tortured, burnt, blown up with mortars? Machine gun fire. Why was there no help sent? Don't give me this nonsense. We didn't have anybody in the area. I'm not going to buy that BS. We've always got a carrier in the Persian Gulf. In that whole area. Well, not in the Persian Gulf, they're in the Arabian Sea. Which is just one little hop and skip jump through the Straits of Hormuz and you're in the Persian Gulf. But they don't need to be in the Persian Gulf. They're in the Arabian Sea. They're in the Indian Ocean. They're there. Those planes fly pretty fast, especially with that $150 gallon fuel. $150 a gallon of fuel. Imagine that. Oh, but it's green. It's not green. What do you mean it's green? It still produces smoke. Don't give me this crap. And you paid for that. You paid for that out of your pocket. They didn't pay for it. The Pentagon didn't pay for that. Those pilots didn't pay for that. Why was our ambassador? What was our ambassador even doing there, Mr. President? That's another question I'm going to ask you, or I would ask him. What was our ambassador doing over there? Huh? Why did you lower the security? Why did you allow Hillary Clinton to diminish security? The Red Cross left. The British left. And our security left. Why did that happen, Mr. President? Huh? What was our ambassador doing over there? What kind of weapons deals were they making, Mr. President? Huh? Why were you trying to sell weapons and do weapons deals with Al-Qaeda? I'm sorry, again, you can call them whatever stupid term you want to call them. Al-Qaeda is like Kleenex. Al-Qaeda, Islamic terrorists. That's who they are. They all may have a different name, but they're the same people. Whether they live in this tiny little Southeast Asian country that wants to stone homosexuals now, they got Ellen DeGeneres all exercised. Whether they're in Benghazi, whether they're in Iraq, doesn't matter. They're all the same. Whether they're in Israel, Palestine, doesn't matter where they are. It's the same group, the same people. They have the same mindset. That's to kill anybody who's not like them. That's their mindset. So why would we be making weapons deals with these people? You want to make weapons deals with these people, the Syrian rebels, who are Al-Qaeda, Hamas, and all these other names, all these other groups? Why would you want to make deals with them? And why are you trying to upset Syria here? Why do you want to attack Syria? I'm sorry, but these countries over there, they don't know how to function without a dictator. They don't. They don't know democracy. They have no idea how to function. I hate to say it, but look at all the countries that were, I mean, you've got Saddam Hussein. We toppled him. Now look at Iraq. That's one of the biggest war zones in the world. Libya. We got rid of Gaddafi. Now look. Again, one of the biggest war zones in the world. What did we accomplish by that? I don't know. I don't see any results. Well, we see results, but we don't see any good results. That's the point I'm making. What positive results did we get? Well, we got nothing. We got more terror. We got more terror than we had before. And now we want to topple Syria, take out Assad. Look, I'm not defending this Assad. He's a creep. Of course, he's a creep. But my God, at least he's keeping the peace. They've got all kinds of religions over there. At least it was a little peaceful. I mean, for them, it's peaceful. For us, it's not. But now he wants to get Al-Qaeda in there so they can topple Assad. And now what? Now we got another Islamic terrorist country in the world so they can spread more of their terror across the globe. Is that what you're trying to get, Mr. Obama? Huh? Is that your goal? I mean, I'm sorry, but people, when they say that you're a Muslim, you have to ask. I mean, it just seems sometimes that the evidence is there. At least it supports the idea that you could possibly be a Muslim. That's fine. You can be a Muslim. But it's what you do with your religion. It's not religion that's the problem. It's what you do with that religion. So why were we making deals with these people, Mr. Obama? And again, the last question, why did you blame all this on a video? So you wouldn't get caught making weapons deals? Is that what it is? There was a lot of weapons deals being made. It wasn't just one. This was going on for a while. This was going on for a while. Now, whether that ambassador was in on the deal or not, I don't know. Who knows? We're never going to find this information out. I know Trey Gowdy's going to do the best he can to find out the information, but the problem is I don't feel confident. I hate to say that. I want to. And even if they do find out all the information, here's what I don't feel confident in. I don't feel confident there's going to be anybody punished for this. That's the problem that I have. I know we're going to spend a lot of time and a lot of resources, a lot of money. We're going to be spending a lot of things. But we're not going to get the punishment that is due to these people who did this. This was self-inflicted. We did this to ourselves in Benghazi. This administration did this. I blame this entire administration for this. Weapons deals that go bad. We get rid of our security. We open the door. And once they started their attack, we allowed them to attack, and we still have yet to send one military personnel. We sent the FBI 3.5 weeks later. You need to subpoena the president, Mr. Gowdy. You do have subpoena power. I'm pretty sure that subpoena power does give you the right to subpoena the president. They subpoenaed Bill Clinton. Subpoena Bill Clinton, they can subpoena Barack Obama. You need to get that son of a bitch in there, sit him down, and start asking him questions. And don't let him leave until he answers them truthfully and honestly. But will we do that? I doubt it. And I love Trey Gowdy. I support you, Trey Gowdy. I do. I support you 100%. I hope you, I'm hoping that you do the job right. I'm hoping you get to the bottom of it, which I'm pretty sure that you will if you're allowed to. But the punishment after we find out what happened, that's what concerns me. I have a very strange feeling that nothing's going to happen. The government's going to be allowed to get away with it again and again and again. This is why we need to impeach. I'm sorry. Again, no sugarcoating. No more sugarcoating. Screw the sugarcoats. There are far, far, far too many actual crimes. This isn't about bad policy. I mean, bad policy is bad policy. My God. Any organization is going to make bad policy from time to time. It's just going to happen. This isn't about bad policy. These are about crimes. Starting with the stimulus package of $800 billion stolen, taken directly from you, the taxpayer, and given to his friends. They open up these businesses that have no business conducting business, and then they get a multi-million dollar bonus check at the end? Because they ran a company out of business? Well, my God, give me $800 billion. I'll open up a couple of companies. I'll run them out of business and then get a bonus check at the end. Hell, I'll do that. I'll do it for half the price you charge them. I'll save you all kinds of money. I mean, my God. And then you go into Fast and Furious. I'm sorry, but when you give weapons, and not just one, not just two, but several thousand weapons to the Mexican drug cartels, who don't seem to have very much trouble finding weapons anyway. I mean, this is the Mexican drug cartels. Why do they need to come across the border to the United States to get weapons? They don't need to go there. They can get weapons anywhere they want. And why would our government give them weapons? Oh, so they can track them and find out where they're going? Yeah, they're going to go to Mexico. Where do you think they're going to go? What the hell's the matter with these guys? What the hell's the matter with this government? What the hell's the matter with the American people? Why aren't we that angry? We're still not that angry over Fast and Furious. Ah, that was such a long time ago. I don't want to talk about it. Why do you keep bringing up old news? It's not old news. Tell that to Brian Terry's family. See if they think it's old news. Pretty sure they don't. And they still have that empty seat at the table at Christmas dinner. Yeah. It's not old news. That still hurts. It still hurts. And then we go into Benghazi. There's four empty seats at tables now. That's not old news. It still hurts. There's still that hollow, empty feeling they have in their heart. That our government killed those people. Our government killed Brian Terry and those four Americans in Benghazi. Our government did that. Our government should be charged with murder. Period. And that's what it was. It was murder. Look, if you go up to a guy, you say, here's this gun, go out and shoot people. Okay, what, are you telling me you're not going to be charged for murder? You didn't pull the trigger. Charles Manson didn't pull the trigger. He didn't stab anybody. But he got charged with the murders. So why can't they charge it to the government? Now they go out and they attack their political foes because, well, they want to stifle their freedom of speech. The NSA, I mean, forget it. That's off the charts. Good God almighty, I don't know what the hell they're doing there. God only knows what the hell they're doing with that. And all these drones that we have drones flying all over the place. We've got the NSA spying on anybody and everybody that they want to, 24/7. For what? Does that make you feel secure? I don't feel secure with that. I walk into a place and I've got all these cops all over the place and they're checking everything, full body searches, and just to get into a sporting event. No, I don't feel secure. I feel insecure. That does not make me feel secure that we have that many police. That makes me think that they think something's about to happen. Well, if something's about to happen, I'm not interested in going in there. I'm going to go home. I'll watch the goddamn game on television. Jesus Christ. I don't know where the hell this country is. I do not recognize this country. I really don't. I want to. I want to be run out of business. This is what I want. I'm going to give a challenge to the American people. Run me out of business. Take me off this goddamn airwaves. And there's only one way to do that. You take out your Constitution and you dust it off. And you follow it from the very top down to the very frickin' bottom. We can have the American people start respecting each other, respecting their right of freedom of speech, respecting all of their rights. When we can do that, I'm going to get off the air. That's what I want. I want the American people to take me off the air. I want to be taken off the air. I don't want to get up here every morning. I've got better things to do in the morning. I can sleep in once in a while. Maybe I can take a day off. Maybe I can go do something, take a bike ride. That's what I want. I want to be taken off the air. So if you don't like me, take me off the goddamn air. Start following this Constitution. Start having respect for your neighbors and your friends and your family, your brothers and your sisters. Start having respect for people. You don't like what they say? Fine. You don't have to like it. But you don't have to persecute them for it. We don't persecute you liberals every time you just open up your mouth. Your mere presence on frickin' earth offends me. I have the right to criticize you, but I do not have the right to persecute you, and I am not out to persecute you. I mean, if you want to go down that road, maybe that's what we need to do. That's the only thing these people seem to understand. They don't understand civil conversation. But word, let's have a civil conversation. Well, everything that we have wrong in this country today was created by a civil conversation. Think about that. Think about that. Obamacare, all of this stuff, all because of civil conversation. Everything that we have wrong in this country today was caused by a civil conversation. Well, no more civil conversation. I'm not saying you got to go out and start killing people. That's not what I'm saying. But we got to start turning up the heat. We have to start demanding a little more, not only from ourselves. We got to do that first. Before we can demand any more from anybody else, we have to demand more from ourselves. Our hearts and our minds. And it starts with us. That's what we have to do. We have to get a little angry with ourselves. We got to stand up to ourselves. Now, look in the mirror. Do I want to sit back and allow this to happen, or do I want to stand up and do something? That's the question you have to ask yourself. Don't ask anybody else. Ask yourself. You want to be a little tyrant? Well, then be a tyrant within yourself. Take control of yourself first. Well, we got to take a little break here. I don't recognize this country at all. I want it back. I don't care how we get it. Look, I'm trying to avoid war, but I see it. It's imminent. It's not any more can or may. It will happen. It will happen. Not can happen. Not may happen. But it will happen. You liberals need to stop pushing. Stop pushing. You can only push people so far, man. They're going to rise up. You liberals are going to start this war, but we're going to finish it. And we don't need to do it. We don't need to go to war. I'm not advocating war. I'm just the opposite. I'm warning of war. I am warning of war. It is imminent. It will happen. All you have to do is pick up a goddamn history book once in a while. Read it! This is another thing that drives me nuts. People who are ignorant of history repeat it. People who know history stand by and watch the people who don't know history repeat it. For why? For what? Well, I don't want to get involved. Well, why? Well, because I might have to do something. I might miss Kim Kardashian. Aw. We need to get rid of that goddamn television. If we took 1 week where we got rid of the internet and the television, just 1 week. Take 1 week off of no television, no internet, and no radio. Nothing. Just 1 week. Just 1 week. I think we'd come back. We start on Monday. None, and we don't come back until the next Monday. Just 1 week of the entire country. No television, no radio, and none of that goddamn internet. Just no phones either. Screw them phones. Screw them. I hate that phone. Just 1 week without all this crap. maybe then you might start paying attention to your children, your family, your brothers, your sisters, your neighbors. Maybe you just might start paying attention to yourself. That's what's missing in this country. We're not paying attention to ourselves. We're not paying attention to anything. Nothing. And I'm goddamn sick of it. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Sometimes I want to light up underneath the no smoking sign. Sometimes I wish they'd tell me how justice got so blind. I wish they'd just leave me alone, 'cause I'm doing alright. You can take your change on down the road and leave me here with mine. 'Cause that ain't my America, that ain't this country's roots. You wanna slam?
Not my America either. I don't know what the hell happened to this country. I really don't. I want her back. I want her back now. I'm not waiting any goddamn longer. I'm sorry, my patience is up. It is up. We should not have to be patient for our rights. No more patience for that. I'm sorry, that's done. We've already got our rights. We should not have to be patient to get them back. They're ours. They were taken from us. We want them back. Now. I'm not waiting any goddamn longer. And neither should you. I'm sorry, but we're going to have to stand up. We're going to have to get a little ornery here. We're going to have to let these people know. We're not taking it anymore. And if it means that you're going to have to piss off one of your friends, then do it. If they really get that upset, they're not your friend in the first frickin' place. They're your goddamn enemy. All right. This dad that was arrested at the school board meeting last week in New Hampshire. Goddamn New Hampshire. Well, there's more coming out of this, of what happened. As the officer is trying to arrest him, evidently he appeared very nervous and was even very reluctant to take him into custody. And this William Bear, who was the man who was arrested for daring to stand up to this communist school board and say, no, you're not going to require my 14-year-old daughter to read this smut, which is his right. Now, again, whether you like smut or not, that's irrelevant. Personally, I could care less either way. Look, if that's what you want to read, then read it. I'm not going to discriminate against you because that's what you're reading. But a 14-year-old girl in a public school, I got a problem with that. Even a 14-year-old boy. First of all, any public school. If it's a public school, you don't need to be reading about rape and incest and all this other crap, pornography crap. You don't need that. For what? What's the lesson of this? What are you trying to teach these kids? And first of all, I read excerpts of the stupid book. The author is not that good of an author. I'm sorry, but it's not very well written. So why do they have it? I don't know. Well, he says his hands were shaking. And then when I observed his demeanor and his behavior, he was clearly nervous. So I said to him, what are you so nervous about? I'm the one getting arrested. And the cop said something to the effect of, I really don't want to do this. Well, cop, then why did you do it? I'm sorry, cop, but you did not have to arrest this person. If he was not a threat to society, he was not creating a civil disturbance, you do not have to arrest him. Maybe you should have arrested the school board for attacking this man, for standing up for what is right. You chose to go down the wrong path. I don't care, cop. I'm sorry you did a bad job. You get no sympathy from me. I don't respect you. I cannot respect that. Your badge is not what gives you respect. Your gun is not what gives you respect. It may give you fear, but it's certainly not going to give you respect. That's not respect. I cannot respect you, cop, for doing that. You did the wrong thing. You did the bad thing. Not only a wrong thing, but a bad thing. You did not do the right thing. You should not be praised for that. You should be demoted, at least. If not lose your job, you should have at least been demoted, suspended, something, some kind of discipline for taking a human being, a citizen, a free citizen, out of society for not being a threat to society. That is not what we have a police force for. That is not what our goddamn police office, our police departments are for. We take those people that are threats to society out of society. We don't take people who are not a threat to society, out of society, especially when they're standing up and protecting their daughter, protecting other children. This is the kind of crap I just cannot stomach. I don't get it. How did we get so backwards? Everything is reversed in this country. Why? How? How did we get here? Why did we get here? What is the end result? What's the goal? Huh? What's the gain? What is this prize? Obviously, there's got to be some prize at the end of this game, right? What is it? Well, my prize is freedom. So I'm going to keep playing that game. I'm going to keep fighting that game. And so should you. Our prize is freedom. Their prize is tyranny. Well, whoever wins. Well, it's up to us to win at all costs. I'm sorry, but at all costs, we have to win this war. We have to win this war. And this is a war. This is war. We are fighting for our freedom. Fighting for your freedom. You're in a war. Now, it may be over hearts and minds. It may be this. It may be that. But it's still a war. We're not yet shooting each other. We're not yet at that point. But again, it will happen. We will get there. It's a matter of the police department. It's a matter of the government. It's a matter of all these crazy, whacked out, frickin' liberals. They need to stop pushing us. And it's up to us to stop allowing these people to continue pushing us. We have to demand more. We need more. We need more, more, more. I'm sorry, but we're going to have to get a little greedy. We're going to have to get a little greedy. If we want to win this war, we're going to have to get a little greedy. We want more. God damn it! And the only thing this guy wanted was just an opportunity where parents could opt in or opt out. Say, yeah, I want my child to read this crap, or no, I don't want my child to read this crap. But he gets arrested for it. Well, I hope he gives them one hell of a lawsuit, all of them, the cop and that entire school board. He's a lawyer, so maybe he will. I don't know, but he should. I'm sorry, Mr. Bear. His name is William Bear. I'm sorry, Mr. Bear, but if you don't fight this all the way and set a precedent, it's only going to happen to the next guy and the next guy and the next guy. You've got to fight this, Mr. Bear. I mean, fight it with everything that you have. You must set a precedent. That cop needs to have something done. He needs to be punished for what he did. He took an innocent man out of society for not being a threat. Well, that tells me that cop is now the threat. That's the threat. That's where the threat is. That school board, that's the threat. They want to dumb down the students. They want to teach them smut. They want to teach them this crap. That's a threat. That's a much bigger threat to society than this father standing up and saying, you can't have my daughter read this crap. This is not what I would consider required material. It should not be required material. You need to fight this, Mr. Bear, and I mean fight it all the way. They all need to be punished, the cop and the entire school board, the whole smash, every damn one of them. And if you don't fight it all the way, well then, you know what, that tells me that you're a little bit of a coward, and I'm going to have a problem with you. And I'm going to criticize you, but I'm on your side right now. I am on your side, but you need to fight this. Because if you don't fight it, then the next guy, he's going to have the same problem. And the next guy, and the next guy, and the next guy, and the next guy, and the next guy. So we've got to nib this in the bud. So if you don't have enough strength to fight, well, then give it off to somebody else and let them fight for you. But you're a lawyer, so you should have at least a little bit of something in you to fight. And don't give up. I'm sorry, but you need to put that cop on there, on that same list. A cop right there with that entire school board. This is not what we have a police department for. I don't care how many badges he has on his goddamn chest. I don't care how bad he felt for arresting you. If he felt bad for arresting you, he obviously knew that what he was doing was wrong. But he did it anyway. Even though you know you're doing something wrong and you do it anyway, most people get punished for it, right? Well, if you're a cop, no. You get promoted. Well, this cop obviously knew that he was doing wrong. He was doing something bad, but he did it anyway. Therefore, I'm sorry, but he should be punished. The school board has no goddamn idea what the hell they're doing. So they need to be punished for that. They're educators? How can you possibly be on the education board when you haven't been properly educated? It doesn't make any sense. They all should lose their job. They're incompetent. I'm sorry, if you're incompetent, it's just the way it is. But if you're incompetent, you have no business being in a position where it takes competence to do your job. My God. But the more incompetent you are, well, the higher you rise up. Maybe I'm going to start being incompetent. Maybe that'll get me up. Maybe I might make a few million. I'll become incompetent. I'll become an idiot. Maybe then I might be rich. Jesus Christ. Speaking of educators again, God almighty, oh my God, they just don't stop! This professor now, from the University of California in Santa Barbara. They should outlaw all universities in California. I mean, I'm almost at the point they should just outlaw universities, period. What the hell are they teaching these kids? What? And we got to deal with these kids. These freaking kids that are in college right now are going to be our leaders someday. We're in a mess, man. We're in a lot of trouble if these kids are going to be our leader. We've got a lot of work to do. I'm sorry, but we've got a lot of fighting to do. A lot of it. And it starts now. Not next week. Not tomorrow. Not 10 minutes from now. Not even 10 freaking seconds from now. But right freaking now. Otis Madison. That is this cockamamie professor's name. He's a creep. Tells his students that were Ted Cruz supporting teabaggers to get the hell out of his classroom before he sent them home to their mother in a body bag. I wonder if Ellen DeGeneres is going to protest this college professor. How about it, Ellen? You going to say something about this guy, huh? Huh? Isn't a teabagger a homosexual term, a derogatory homosexual term? I'm pretty sure it is. So why aren't you saying anything about that, Ellen? Huh? I'm sorry, but I don't care if it's a private university, a public university, or this university. I don't give a damn. When you've got a professor that says, Ted Cruzing supporting teabaggers to get the hell out of my classroom before I send you home to your mother in a body bag. Why is this man still employed? Why? Probably because the university supports that kind of rhetoric, that kind of behavior, that kind of mindset, that kind of mean-spirited, mean heart. That's a mean heart. You've got an angry, mean heart, Mr. Otis Madison. You're a goddamn creep, the course says. The course examines the historical, cultural, and political nature of the Obama phenomenon. Phenomenon? Well, I would use the word phenomenon in a different context than how this professor uses the word phenomenon. Given the historical nexus of race and class in the United States, the course will explore the historical implications of the election. Yeah, the American people got screwed. We're no longer free. That's the historical implications of this election. Maybe if you were paying attention there, Otis Madison, you might have been able to pick up on it. Always got to bring race. Well, he's half white and he's half black. But see, to a liberal, if you look black, well, then you are black. If you look white, then you are white. Well, I've met half black and half white people, and they look white. You can't tell that they're black. So I guess it's okay to discriminate against him because he looks white? See, that's the problem with liberals. They're only concerned with the aesthetic view of everything, just whatever's on top. They're only concerned with that sweet cream on top and flat refusing to scrape it off and check all that sour milk underneath. Well, that's what you have to do. Just because something looks good, smells good, sounds good, doesn't mean that it is good. God damn, where did we go wrong? How did we get here? I'm still trying to figure that out. I do not understand how the hell this country got to where we are. Laziness. We allowed this to happen. Well, there's a lot of people that didn't allow it. They didn't stand up for it, but we can't fight it by ourselves. We need more people. They're out there recruiting people. Why can't we go out and recruit people? That's what we need to do. And stop allowing people, your neighbor, I don't care who you are. You're standing in line at the supermarket or the stupid market. That's what I call them. I hate them. You got some jackwagon up there coming up with all this liberal crap. You get right in their mush. They do. They get right in your mush. They're not afraid to step in front of you and call you out if you say freedom for everybody. Let's find out what happened in Benghazi. There's no global warming. Oh, you'll get a liberal right on you, right in your mush. So why can't you do that to them? You can, and you should. These people do not understand civil conversation. But I'm not saying we need to go out and fight them and physically attack them. That's not what I'm saying. I'm trying to avoid that. I know there are some people who still don't get me. And they think that I'm an advocate for war because they don't listen. They're not paying attention. They're not focused. They hear what they want and assume and accuse the rest. That's a liberal. That's what liberals do. You got to listen to everything. You cannot form an opinion based on one sentence. Parts of a sentence. Just the words that you want to hear. You can't base an opinion. A real opinion, a true opinion, has to be based on fact. If it's not based on fact, it's not even a fact. It's not even an opinion. I don't know what you'd call it. Just a comment. A stupid comment. But now he's up there now. This Madison, this Otis Madison. Now he gets called out on it. Now he wants to spin it. So this is his now spin. He says, no. I said that any conservative ideas were welcome. Yeah, you did. Let's see where it says. Any in the classroom before the teabaggers, get the hell out of the classroom before I send you home to your mother in a body bag. I don't see anything about conservative ideas are welcome in that. Well, maybe I missed it. Let me read it again. I know I got two broken left-handed eyes, so sometimes I miss things. So let me try this again. Ted Cruz supporting teabaggers, get the hell out of my classroom before I send you home to your mother in a body bag. Nope. Read it again. That's the third time I've read it here. I don't see anything about conservative ideas are welcome. But they had to be academic ideas, he says. Oh. But if you have a liberal idea, I guess that's academic? And he goes on. That Tea Party nonsense, like Obama is a Nazi, communist, Muslim, elitist, would not be tolerated and that I would destroy those concepts. Well, maybe if you read a history book there, Mr. Otis Madison, you might realize that what's happening in this country today happened in the Nazi regime. It doesn't mean that they're Nazis. Nazi's just a name. But what the Nazis did or what we're doing in this country today, I'm sorry, but it is. They may not be wearing brown shirts and have lightning bolts on their collars, but they're doing the same exact acts. They're taking away your guns. They're taking away your freedoms. That's what this is all about, Otis. Could you pay attention? You're a goddamn college professor, for Christ's sakes. Could you pay attention? Wake up. See, these are the people that have no business being in our education department. Our system. And it is a system. Now he goes on. You cannot be a Nazi, a communist, a Muslim, and an elitist at the same time. Yeah, you can. Jesus, God, what the hell's the matter with this guy? What are you talking about? What do you mean? You can't be a Nazi, a communist, a Muslim, and an elitist at the same time. Yes, you can. Again, this guy is completely ignorant of history. Maybe they didn't teach history at the college that he went to. I don't know. Maybe he forgot it. Or maybe he's purposely ignoring it. Yeah. These are philosophical contradictory concepts. Oh, God. Well, not if you're intelligent. If, on the other hand, you wanted to discuss Obama's politics, that would be welcome. I said, for example, that there was very little difference between Obama and George Bush as it relates to the recovery from the recession. Yeah, I'm sure you did. I'm sure you did. Both moved in the direction of TARP. Well, that's true. They did. And, again, yeah, TARP was not a very good... not a very good policy. I'm going to go ahead and agree with you on that, Otis. You're right. It's not up to the government to bail out anybody. I don't care how big your stupid company is. I'm sorry. But the free market, if the free market is going to remain free, I'm sorry, but you have to look at the free market like the wild kingdom. Survival of the fittest. I'm sorry. That's the way it is. Just the way it is. You don't want all these weak companies in the market. You're only going to make the strong companies weak. Now you're going to have nothing but a very weak market, and you're not going to have a market to allow these companies that are weak and they can't seem to operate their business to go out of business. We've got to keep, we've got to strengthen the strong and get rid of the weak. You got to weed the herd. Granted, yes, we do know that it can turn into a monopoly, but we do have several regulations and several rules and several ways to stop monopolies from happening by allowing the market to run free. So another company can come up and do the same, sell the same product, but cheaper and maybe even better. But we have to allow for competition. That's the free market. But these people don't understand it. They don't want a free market. They want to control the market. That's what it really boils down to. The liberals want to control that market. They don't want anybody else to have the money but them. And they're out there blaming the Koch brothers because they got money. That's right. The Koch brothers have money, and they want it, brothers' money. Harry Reid wants that Koch brother money. Why should a Republican have that much money? That's not their right. I'm a Democrat. That's my right to have that much money. Not them. Look, if you have to go out and discredit your opponent to win, you don't deserve to win, and you're not really winning anything. You're cheating. Have you ever cheated on a game? Like, say you're playing with your friends, like, say, on a board game or any other little, you know, inconsequential game, and you cheat and then you win. I mean, don't you have that feeling in there that you don't really feel like you deserved it? It's kind of an embarrassing feeling. Don't you feel that way? I do. Maybe I'm weird. Again, I'm an oddball. I'm a goddamn wacko. But I do. I don't want to win by cheating. I don't want to win that way. And all these athletes pumping themselves up on steroids and all this crap to hit a home run. I mean, you can't feel proud of yourself. And I love baseball. I'm a baseball, football fan. I like sports, man. NASCAR, I love NASCAR. I don't know what the hell happened to Junior last week. Goes into the pits. Happens all the time. As soon as he goes into the pits towards the end of the race, he's always in the back of the pack. But we're not going to get talking about NASCAR today. You got to stay focused. So that's Otis. Otis Madison. He's out there spinning. That's not what I said. No, even though the quote is exactly this. He's going to send you teabaggers home in a body bag to your mommy. And this son of a bitch is still in class? He's still in the school? What's the matter with you in Santa Barbara, huh? University of California, what's the matter with you? Huh? You promote this? Obviously they do. You want your child going to a school like this? It's very difficult to find a school anymore. There are some colleges that don't put up with this kind of crap. They're kind of expensive, but you got to find them. There's far too many universities like this here in Santa Barbara. And there's far too many professors like this guy here in Madison. And who's that dingbat that's over there on MSNBC? She speaks with a lisp. And I'm one to talk. I got a broken left-handed tongue. I can barely speak. But she's a college professor. How do these people get to be college professors? I mean, come on. How can they possibly teach this stuff with a straight face? And I'm sorry, at 18, 19 years old, if you're that naive and that gullible that you believe these people, you have a problem. You've got a serious problem. Look, I was 18 years old, too, in college. Buy any of that crap. I've never been gullible, so I don't know what it's like. This is where the frustration comes in. We all have certain levels of naivete. If you've never been experienced to something, of course you're going to be naive to it. But gullible? No. No, I've never been gullible. I don't know what that feeling is. I don't know how to get there. I don't know what that's like. Honest to God, I have no concept of how it is to be gullible. I know what the word gullible means, but I don't know what it's like to be that way. I guess you have to have a lazy mind, or you have an underdeveloped mind. Something's missing somewhere. Either you have too much of something or not enough of something, but whatever it is, it's got to be fixed. It's broken. Need some repair work. Well, let's get into this now, Minnesota now. Again, this is absolutely goddamn ridiculous. We've already got a constitution that says you can't seize people's property if they've never been convicted of a crime. Cops and the government just can't walk into your home and start taking things. So now Minnesota, they've obviously had enough of it, so now they pass a law that says you can't do that until you've been convicted of a crime. Well, has anybody in Minnesota ever read the goddamn Constitution? It's in here more than once. Just read the Fourth Amendment, and that's it. You don't need to read any more. Once you read the Fourth Amendment, that's it. I mean, that's enough. It's in there more than once. But if you read just the Fourth Amendment, you know that you do not need a law to say that you're going to follow the Constitution. Why do we have to do that? And again, with these oath keepers, they have to take an oath that says they're going to follow the oath that they took to uphold and defend the Constitution. I mean, that's ridiculous. Absolutely goddamn insanity. What the hell's the matter with these people? What the hell's the matter with this country? What the hell? Police in Minnesota can no longer just seize your assets when you're arrested and do everything in their power to keep them from having to give it back. Well, what do they need it for? Huh? Why do you need that much power, cops? Huh? What are you going to do with it? Look, we all want a police force, but we want a responsible police force. What we don't want is the excessive police force. And they have far too much of it. I'm sorry, cops, but you need to understand something. That badge is not what gives you respect. You respecting the Constitution, you respecting people's rights as a free citizen, that will give you respect. That gun does not give you respect. That's fear. That's not respect. Fear and respect are not the same thing, cop. I'm sorry. And yeah, you do got a crappy job. You got a very difficult job. We understand that. I understand that. I get it. I understand it. But I'm not talking about the good cops. I'm not talking about the cops that are out there in the city streets that are getting shot every day. I'm not talking about those. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the cop at that school board who arrested this man for standing up for what is right, defending his daughter from having to be forced to read smut. But this cop arrests this guy? That's a bad cop. That's not a good cop. You're not doing the right job, cop. I'm sorry. But we don't need police officers like you. We don't need a police force like that. And here's another one now. Well, this happened in December. 24 police officers. Well, what happened to begin with? This guy, he robbed Walgreens. And in the event, he ended up shooting a cop. Doesn't look like a cop died, but they shot him anyway. Okay, is that a bad guy? Yeah. Should that guy be taken off the street? Yeah. Should he be severely punished? Yeah. Yeah. However, there are ways to punish and there are ways to not punish. You being a cop, just because they shot one of your buddies, does not give you the right to be judge, jury, and executioner. I'm sorry. You do not have the right, cop. You need to understand your job. I don't know. Maybe it's police training that they're training these cops that they can just go out and just kill. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's training. Maybe it's this. Maybe it's that. I don't know what it is. But that kind of attitude, police, that's dangerous. That's a very dangerous attitude. And if you can't understand why and how it's dangerous, again, you need to give up your badge and gun. You have no business being a police officer. You need to figure it out. One day you will figure it out, but it might be too late. But in any event, they found this guy the next day. And it was in a little bit of a police chase. Anyway, this guy was in a blue Volvo. And he went racing off and crashed in the backyard and was stuck in between a light pole and a tree. He wasn't moving anywhere. He wasn't going anywhere. Well, cops showed up and immediately just started firing. Bunch of cops. Whole bunch of them. Boop, 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 boop. Went on for like a couple of minutes. Then they stopped. Then they started again. What was the total number? 23 officers fired 377 rounds. What they didn't realize, there was an innocent man in the car. They ended up shooting some of their own because they were just on a shooting frenzy. You see where the danger comes from, cop? You see where that danger is now? There were children. Children in their cribs. Bullets were flying into their homes. Innocent people in their homes. You see where the danger comes, cop? You see where that danger is? You understand now that you can't just start willy-nilly, start shooting people because they pissed you off? Because they shot one of your buddies? You see where the danger is? Well, they put not only innocent people's lives in danger, they killed an innocent man who they didn't know was in the car and who didn't commit the crime and had nothing to do with anything. And they also put themselves in danger. Every one of these 23 cops should lose their job for this. Every goddamn one of them. And every one of them should be tried for murder. They killed that other guy. That innocent man who was in the car with him. I'm sorry, they murdered him. It was murder. These two guys were unarmed. There was no threat. Yeah, they were chasing. Okay, fine. But the guy wasn't shooting at you. Yeah, he shot one of your cops the day before. All right. No one's saying that you can't go after him. No one's saying that you can't arrest him. But you can't get 23 cops to show up and just start shooting into a car, 377 rounds. You're shooting your own people. You're shooting innocent civilians, babies, in their goddamn homes. One man said it was like the Wild Wild West. He said it was crazy. Blasted holes into townhouses. He's got a 12-year-old kid who hid under his bed. Got a 4-year-old or 4-month-old who's in a crib. What if they'd have killed that little 4-month-old baby? Huh? Did you people even think about this? Well, they've got the cops, and I've got some stuff here highlighted. I don't know what's going on here, the supervisor declared over the radio. There are units running threes everywhere. Well, dispatchers and supervisors repeatedly told officers that Montesano was to be considered armed and dangerous. I'm sure he probably should have been considered armed and dangerous. I've got the Volvo. He's going southbound on 27 Avenue from 79th Street, the officer said. Blah, blah, blah. They explain who he was. Okay, that's all fine and dandy. Need to establish a perimeter. I have not verified if the subject is down or not. Use caution. The subject is armed. Okay, fine. I guess you have to consider that the subject would be armed. He shot one of your guys last night. I'm sure you have to consider that he's armed. That's fine. But you don't start opening fire on people. You don't do that. There's reasons for it. You killed an innocent man, and you put a 4-month-old baby in jeopardy, and you put your own people in jeopardy, and you shot your own people. Don't they train cops how to handle situations like this? They obviously snapped. Somebody obviously was not in charge. Somebody lost it. 23 officers lost it. 377 rounds. Okay, let's just say that the guy was armed. Do you really need to fire 377 rounds at one person? Pretty sure you don't. Pretty sure that's a little excessive. And that's a little ridiculous. We have the vehicle confined. The officers need to pay attention to the radios. They are not listening. Okay, that's the inner perimeter. We're good. Units, pay attention. Please listen to your radios. They weren't listening. They were shooting. Make sure the units are not in our way so we can pull in. This was the command squad, what they call the SRT, the Special Response Team. They were trying to get into the system. They had him cornered. They had this guy cornered. And the Special Response Team was a team that was supposed to go in there and apprehend this man, which should have happened. But they couldn't get in because all the cops showed up, and they just showed up and started shooting. Make sure they're not in our way so we can pull in. And they're not blocking the whole road. The SRT commander said, any units do not block SRT. Well, they did. Get all the officers to the side, shouted one supervisor. We've got to get the rescue in here. There are too many officers in here. Back them up. Have all units stand down in the inner perimeter. Nope. Get out of the way. Let fire rescue in there. Let SRT take that inner perimeter. Nope. Boom, 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 boom. They had to get this guy. Fine. I agree. You should get this guy. Obviously, he's not a very good guy. He's out there robbing Walgreens and shooting people. He's not a guy that you would want to... This is a guy, cop. This is a guy that you take out of society. Not a lawyer who goes up there, a concerned father who wants to protect his daughter from reading crap that he finds offensive. This is the man you want to take out of society. But they didn't realize there was an innocent man in the car with him. They didn't bother to look. They didn't bother to care. They just opened fire. 377 rounds. Now, I'm not sticking up for this guy that robbed a Walgreens and shot a cop. I'm not sticking up for him. But what I'm doing is we don't need a police force that's going to do that. What happens the next time when they think that they have somebody and they don't know if they have the right person, but they think they have the right person and they get 23 more cops to show up and they just start shooting you? Well, if it can happen once, it can happen again and again and again until it's stopped, until it's nipped in the bud, and every one of these officers should lose their job for this. Not only should they lose their job, but they need to be tried for murder. They murdered an innocent man, period. We want a police force. But we want a responsible police force. That's all we're asking. We're not saying that you didn't have the right to apprehend this guy, chase this guy, arrest this guy. And if he was going to shoot at you, you have every right to shoot back at him. We know that. We feel that way. That's how we feel. That's what we want. But we don't want you just willy-nilly becoming judge, jury, and executioner. That's irresponsible. You put a four-month-old baby at risk. You shot your own guys. One grazed his head. Half an inch more, he would have been dead. Brains out. What about that innocent guy that was in there? God only knows who the hell he is. Well, he's wasted. 377 rounds. We can't have that. We need to put an end to this stuff. We do have a police state. And yeah, Otis Madison, this is what we're trying to avoid. We're trying to avoid a police state. We don't need a police state in this country. Now, I do know, yeah, cops, they got a rough job. We understand that. But I'm sorry, but you're going to have to do a much better job of vetting these police officers in the academy. And if they're going to be like this, they're just going to be killing machines. They have no business being a goddamn police officer. Period. This is what I was talking about earlier. We need to start to have a respect for each other. We have to have respect for our Constitution, which the Constitution gives out. the guidelines of how to have respect for each other. We shouldn't even have to write this down in a piece of paper as human beings. We shouldn't even have to have a constitution. This stuff that's in the Constitution should be automatic. We shouldn't have to write this down, but we do. And now in Minnesota, we got to write another constitution that says we're going to follow the original Constitution. Jesus Christ Almighty. Well, I'm sorry, cops, but you did the wrong thing here. I don't care how bad of a dude he was. I don't care how bad of a guy he was. You put innocent lives in danger and you murdered an innocent man. For what? Because they shot one of your buddies? Well, you know, that's nature of the business. I'm sorry, but it does suck. It does suck. But there's reasons why you can't do things like you did. And all police officers need to understand that. And the only way they're going to understand it is if you set a precedent. You fire them. And you try them for murder. Otherwise, it's going to happen again and again and again and again. And when is it going to stop? Huh? Until we go to war? Now we're going to have the American citizens fighting the war against the government? Is that what we want? Is that what we have to do now? I'm trying to avoid this. All this shit can be avoided. Every bit of it. It can all be avoided. If everybody just backs the frig up. That's all we got to do is back up. Instead of pushing forward, they killed, oh, they shot one of my cops. We're going to go out and kill, kill, kill. Well, keep it up, cops. I mean, I'm sorry, but yeah, you do have a bad job, and it does suck. You got a very difficult job to do. We understand that. And we respect those good cops out there. We do. I do. I don't know about anybody else. I can't answer for anybody else. I can only answer for myself. And I do respect those good cops out there. But this kind of police work is not, I don't respect this. I don't respect this at all. This is wrong. Absolutely freaking wrong. The policemen that had on the black and white vests were out there laughing because they thought it was funny. This is one of the neighbors. He said these cops are out there laughing at this. So now it's bad enough that they killed an innocent man. They put a four-month-old baby in jeopardy, and they shot their own people. Now they're laughing about it. This is funny to them. This is funny. And you wonder why I give the police such a bad time. Well, I'm not giving so much the police a bad time. I'm giving specific police officers a bad time. I think it's a system. The system needs to be fixed. And it starts with the supervisors. I think we got wrong supervisors. We obviously have wrong training in the police department. We need to fix some things. We got a lot of things to fix in this country. We can't fix everything overnight. But we have to be made aware of everything that we have wrong. We have to talk about it. We can't just fix it in our mind. Yeah, okay, fine. Yeah, we can fix it in our mind. But then we have to actually go out and do it. Follow through. Starts with the mind, starts with the heart, but then you have to follow through with it. And now last, but certainly not frickin' least, the goddamn EPA. Can you believe this? Guy's on there for 2 to 6 hours. And has been since 2010. 2 to 6 hours looking at porn. And he collects $120,000 a year. This is the man that's destroying, one of the men, what are the people in the EPA that's destroying this economy? Taking away your rights, your liberties, your freedoms to be. Taking away the coal mines. Charging you more money. For what? Well, we'll solve global warming by just taxing people. Well, how do you do that? What are you going to do? Throw money into the cosmos? Throw money into the sun? So it will cool down? I mean, how does that equate? It doesn't even make any sense. Porn for 2 to 6 hours a day since 2010. Inspector General found that the unnamed employee, why is he unnamed? Why would he be unnamed? That's wrong. No, you need to put his name out there. That's wrong. No, no, no. Why is he unnamed? Well, he downloaded and viewed more than 7,000 pornographic files. Jesus Christ. Dude, get a girlfriend. Christ almighty, man. And not only that, he received a merit-based performance awards. Not one, but several awards. Merit-based performance. What, for masturbating at his desk? Jesus Christ! Why is this man not fired? Why is the head of his department not fired? If you're head of the department, if you've got somebody that's looking at porn 2 to 6 hours a day, how do you not know this? How can you not be aware that this person is looking at porn for 2 to 6 hours? How can you be so oblivious? So the supervisor needs to be fired too. I mean, first of all, the EPA should be scrapped. It should be just a skeleton crew. You make recommendations. That's it. That's all the EPA is for. Well, we've got to turn this ship around, head back into port. I want to thank everybody listening here today. I want to thank everybody who's going to download later, all the people on the smartphones. I want everybody to have a very happy and safe weekend. It looks like sunny Deer Park, New York. We've got a little bit of sun. It was raining all day yesterday. It was raining again this morning. But I need to get out. I need to do things. I need to clear my head. So I want to thank everybody for listening, and we will see you back here Monday morning at 10. Goodbye, everybody.